Good morning, this is the morning news on English Waves Radio, and I'm Nia Kaysen. A health defence council this morning at the Elysee has been taking place this morning. The executive must work on a way to stop the fifth wave that is spreading in the country. Several options are on the table, such as the extension of the third booster dose to the entire population over 18 years of age, or the return of the mask in theatres or restaurants. For the moment, confinement is not on the agenda. As for vaccines, a record number of appointments. The Dr. Lieb online platform recorded nearly 220,000 appointments for a third dose of the vaccine. People aged 65 years and over must have their booster dose by December 15th, or their health pass will be invalidated. After Jean Castex on Monday, Minister Delegate for Work Integration Brigitte Klinker is the second member of the government to test positive for COVID-19. She announced this yesterday on social networks. One day before the International Day Against Violence Against Women, the National Federation of Solidarity for Women indicates that the helpline 3919 recorded an exponential increase in calls of 114% between 2017 and 2020. Last year, 102 women were killed by being beaten by their spouse or ex-spouse. Karim Benzema will know today if he is convicted in the Mathieu Valbuena sex tape case. The Versailles Criminal Court is due to make its decision this morning. The Madrilenian is being prosecuted for complicity in an attempted blackmail and is facing a 10-month suspended prison sentence and a €75,000 fine. And a scene worthy of a Hollywood movie. NASA this morning launched Operation Dart, a rocket that is set to crash into an asteroid. The objective is to deviate it from its initial trajectory to test planetary defense. You've been listening to The Morning News, and I'm Nia Kaysen for English Waves.